News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The European Union continues to prepare a response to the 20% tariffs from the US that have been imposed. But what role will Ireland play in these plans? Seamus Coffey, chair of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, joins us. Good morning to you, Seamus.
Morning, Ciara.
Do you think Ireland will have a lot of say in this? I know we're pushing very hard against reciprocal tariffs, for example, on food and on alcohol. But how much sway do we hold?
Perhaps very little. Like, we are just one member of 27 across the EU, and we are relatively small. Why we do think that these change in the trade environment is having a big effect on Ireland. It's having a big effect on all EU countries. In fact, you could argue, given that pharmaceuticals and semiconductors have so far been excluded, it's having a potentially lower impact on Ireland and other countries. So I think, yes, we'll be around the table. It will be driven in large part by the larger countries, and that's understandable. The European Commission and their officials will also play a key role. So yes, we'll have proposals, suggestions and things we'd like. Maybe, as you say, the food and drink, which is important in Ireland, but is also important in other countries. And also the online and sort of the services, the internet services that are key for some of the other remaining US multinationals here.
Do you think, I mean, we've heard this line from Europe, come at one of us, can kind of come at all of us, that we will stand strong together. We're all signing up to the same thing, whatever is agreed, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. Like, it will be a point response, like at EU level, when it comes to trade and tariffs and things like this. And that's all set at EU level. Like, the EU single market doesn't have tariffs and quotas within it. It has tariffs and quotas with third countries, and the US is a third country. Now, I suppose from an Irish perspective, it's potentially a good thing that the US has decided to treat the EU as a whole, and it's set this 20% universal tariff across the EU, rather than do it on a country-by-country basis. So there would have been a fear in Ireland that maybe we'd have been selected for individual treatment, and that the US would have set individual tariffs for individual EU member states, and that would have complicated things even further. And from an Irish perspective, it's likely that we'd have faced a higher tariff, potentially as high as 40%, if our own trade with the US was viewed individually, just given the strength of our exports to the US. But because it's done at the EU level, the tariff has been set pretty high at 20%, but the response will be driven at EU level. We're only one member, we're a small member, and there will have to be a response. Like, so the theory on trade wars is that you can't just sit back and allow it to happen and encourage the other side to do even more. You should respond with reciprocal and countermeasures, and the EU likely will.
Seamus, you mentioned they might have come at us harder, and there was that fear. He singled out Ireland a couple of times, you know, the pharma industry being within our grasp, that we'd grasped the whole of the American pharma industry. But the fact that he excluded pharma, is that a reflection, do you think, that it's so important to the US as well? It's so difficult. You know, we've spoken to you know, representatives of the pharmaceutical industry here on the station who said that it's very difficult for them just to slap tariffs on us, because what we send over there are actually really important raw ingredients for other drugs and things like that they can't simply do without. Are we getting a bit of a pass here? John Fitzgerald yesterday, an economist like yourself, said he actually thought that our average tariffs here, because so much of our exports are pharma, are actually quite low, one of the lowest that have been imposed anywhere.
Yeah, so like, pharma make up a huge share of Irish exports to the US, possibly close to 60%. Mm-hmm. That being exempt brings down, as John says, the average tariff on Irish exports, because such a large share of them are exempt. And also you have semiconductors. Now, in the case of pharmaceuticals, there's been a long sort of standing approach in international trade agreements that things like pharmaceuticals, medicines, life-changing medicines, life-saving medicines are excluded from tariffs. And when it comes to sort of changing suppliers, changing manufacturers, changing supply chains, this can't happen overnight. Like, the plants that produce these pharmaceuticals in Ireland are high value, hundreds of millions, billions in some cases. And if tariffs were imposed, that's just going to increase the price. It'll take years if those companies have to change their supply chains and supply more of their US customers from US manufacturing facilities. They just don't have them. Like, they don't have spare capacity sitting around, and they can't flick a switch on a factory in the US and say, oh, we'll start making this life-saving medicine in the US now. So a clear result of these tariffs on pharmaceuticals produced in Ireland would be higher prices. And you're making prices higher for US patients who need life-saving medicines. Like, it certainly would be kind of a very strange step to take. Now, there's no that's not to say it couldn't happen over the medium term, where the US administration could say to these companies, look, we are going to bring in these tariffs, but we're going to give you time to actually adjust and maybe put in place some manufacturing so the prices don't rise. But that's really out over the medium term. And I think from a sort of a US consumer perspective, excluding pharmaceuticals makes sense because they can change pretty quickly. But maybe for some other products,
Seamus,
they can change as well. But as a big supplier, it does reduce the tariffs in Ireland.
My read of it, Seamus, was that he was really going hard at the Asian markets, at that cheap manufacturing sector, you know, fast fashion, all of that. That's going to hit like low-income families in the US quite hard, quite quickly, isn't it? The Walmart shopper.
Yeah, and it's going to hit low-income families in the countries that produce these products, the clothing, the textiles, the other relatively low-cost and very low-tech manufacturing sectors. I'm not pretty sure that the US wants to bring back manufacturing for the likes of Vietnam, which are a huge supplier of low-cost clothes and garments, etc., to the US, back into American manufacturing. That's simply not what they're trying to do. But they've imposed a near 50% tariff on Vietnam, which you see really have jobs that the US wouldn't be looking to bring back. So there is quite a strange approach here in terms of upping prices. As you say, for low-income US families who will face products that were made cheaper in other countries, now having very significant tariffs. And because they're across the board, these tariffs will be passed on to consumers. And in the US, they're going to see prices rise.
A last very brief question. What is the best-case scenario for Ireland here? What would be the best thing in terms of EU reaction, would you say?
Well, I suppose best case scenario for Ireland would be in the US. The US Congress gets involved. Like really in the US, it should be the Congress, the House of Representatives, the US Senate that sets US tax policy. Now, Congress has carried over and passed over the ability to set tariffs to the president. The president has a key role when it comes to foreign policy, and tariffs are considered part of foreign policy. And that's why Donald Trump is focusing on tariffs. He can do that. He can change US tax rates, he can't change US tax rules.
So you're hoping...
But Congress could step in and say, look, wasn't what we were taught at all. This is a huge change in US tax policies. We are the US elected representatives. It's our job to set US tax policy and take this power back from the president.
Seamus Coffey, Chair of the Irish Fiscal Advisory Council, thank you for joining.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.